Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is Sunday, the 19th of January of the year 2020. Happy birthday on this date to Dolly Parton and Edgar Allan Poe, two iconic authors of our era, co-authors of the famous short story come theme park, Potentown, which includes thrilling literary rides such as The Telltale Tits and Quoth the Raven 9 to 5. Celebrations today include Popcorn Day, Tin Can Day, and Religion Day. So if you have a chance to sneak some snacks into your Sunday mass, make sure you do it in an empty can of tuna. Today, our guest is the esteemed leader of the People's Republic of the People United, Comandante and Major General of the Model UN, Nato Green. Welcome.
Buenos dias a todos. Hasta la victoria siempre.
How's the rebellion going, Nato?
Strong. We've seized the ports. We've cut off the food supply to the enemy. Morale is high.
Well, you know what they say about seizing the ports. You always got to pass it to the left. As always, in The Last Post, our Sunday editions take a step back from the cutting edge of politics and current affairs to have a look at our weekend magazine, which today is a home designs and food special. That will be coming up after our classifieds ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email. The classified section is full of real ads and people trying to get rid of all the Christmas presents they never wanted. This week, some home-related advertisements to fit with our home theme. A compact house in a car for sale. An alternative take on the kind of minimalism that involves very large white spaces. Tiny houses are the trend of today. These shed or car-sized homes have been gaining traction in the market for young, efficiency-minded people who want to both minimise their environmental impact and avoid outrageous house prices. This one packs all the necessities into space-efficient storage in a home the size of a car. It's super cute, with cupboards popping up in nifty, innovative ways and furniture folding back like a doll's house. You will quickly adapt to the smaller space or spend more time outside. Another benefit of the tiny home is you can bolt when the townsfolk turn on you with pitchforks because the crops have failed again and it's probably your fault. $40,000 or nearest offer, or take it by right of arms. Confused, disoriented, insomniac, it's the middle of the night and you can't find anything in the fridge? Try half a glass of water from the tap. It's better to have to go do a wee in the middle of the night than wake up with a dry throat and crunchy eyes. Half a glass of water. It's not a f***ing Rubik's Cube. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Glass Half Full Foundation. Taps and interior plumbing not included. No liability taken for you if your tap water tastes weird because you live in the wrong place. Please disregard this ad if you live in Flint, Michigan or a developing country without adequate water treatment plants.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that is your classified section for today.
The Last Post.
And our top story, the fold-out section from the Weekend magazine, NATO Green.
In culinary trends in 2020, look for the restaurant stroke food truck stroke cooking show phenomenon that's sweeping the globe, sweeping and leaving the planet's food detritus in a tidy pile in the middle of the floor when the globe remembers it didn't bring a dustpan since it moved into its new condo and goes to look for an old newspaper or magazine. That will serve in place of a dustpan, but it doesn't have any because the globe only reads newspapers on a tablet now because it thinks the tablet saves trees from being turned into paper without realizing that the tablet depends on unsafe and violent coltan mining in the Congo. Apropos of war in the Congo, the hot new culinary trend is the cuisine of border skirmishes. Look for crossover Ethiopian and Eritrean restaurants, Indian, Pakistani, Kashmiri, Bengali food trucks, Hong Kong v. mainland China episodes of the British post-colonial bake-off. Do you want to sample a meal at a Russian-Ukrainian supper club? Sure you do. It's all borscht and chicken Kiev. You'll love getting to tuck into shakshuka at the Ramallah Diner, an Israeli-Palestinian fusion cuisine, which, as it turns out, is just one thing because borders and states are imaginary. And no amount of checkpoints and barbed wire can stop spice mix za'atar from reaching its rightful homeland, which is in my mouth. My favorite kind of border skirmish cuisine is Tex-Mex. Remember the Alamo. Don't mess with Texas. What is Tex-Mex? Tex-Mex cuisine is what we call Mexican food for people whose primary purpose in eating is to develop high blood pressure and clogged arteries. Tex-Mex food is to build a border wall made of cholesterol in your arteries to prevent blood from reaching the organs it keeps alive. That's the big food trend to watch in 2020. We will be following it all year. Along with other upcoming food trends like cooking for the climate apocalypse and fine dining while being evicted.
I mean, that's pretty good. There are some home trends that echo that. There's some post-apocalyptic home decorating trends, including minimalism. Look, I know it's hard to keep surfaces spotlessly white when there's no electricity grid, but I promise the effects are stunning. As a bonus, if you manage to declutter your space, you leave fewer places for ravening mutants to sneak into your home unnoticed. While their twisted forms might pass for a bundle of rags in a less organized hovel, in your starkly beautiful home, they'll stand out like the sore thumbs they bite off their own pustulating hands in radioactive fury. Just make sure you don't spill pasta sauce on the rug. It's hard enough getting the blood out, am I right? So there's some lovely little options there for you to make a warm and welcoming home in the brief time you'll have left before the plague comes, NATO. It's an interesting thing to plan your home decor in a world where all your choices have been taken away from you and the life you were building is gone forever. But why not turn your mind to carpet swatches? I promise it'll help distract you from the brutal reality of the world outside your newly varnished window frame.
My basic plan for this is to fatten myself so that my kids have something to eat.
I mean, that is nobility at its core.
At some point, my kids, there's going to be a reckoning, and my kids will say to me, Daddy, why did we have to move to this hellscape Mad Max Fury Road reality? And I'll say, well, because in 2019, Daddy couldn't stop eating ribs.
I genuinely love watching YouTube videos where they tell you how to organize your stuff, and it's mainly because I want to have like a really organized go bag, everything neatly compartmentalized. Fit in any handbag. I mean, you don't want to be starving and unstylish at the same time, do you?
It helps to be able to have your mace and your hammock and your gas mask at easy reach.
Yeah, you want to like a little utility belt like Batman, but trendier. And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and insert co-host here, I'm trying to organise some sort of community action to put pressure on the government because our world is in a terrible state, but every time I create a Facebook event for a mass armed uprising, thousands of people click attending, but only like 10 people ever show up with guns. What am I doing wrong? NATO, I feel like this is more your area than mine. What do you reckon?
Well, that also sounds very much like my comedy shows. So, first thing I'll say is too soon. The other thing is perhaps maybe the key to organizing the march on the government is to schedule it at a convenient time and location and not require people to actually leave their homes. I recommend giving a whirl of what in Latin America they call the cacerolazo, where you hang out the window of your house and bang your pots and pans together, assuming you have a place to live and pots and pans to bang. So you have all the irritation of protesting the government, but not leaving your house. And you don't have to deal with, like, navigating other people's protest signs and their dopey puppets.
I mean, are dopey puppets a common occurrence in protests?
Oh, yeah. You haven't been to a protest with a 17-foot-tall Angela Merkel puppet?
No.
Or a giant papier-mâché Osama bin Laden puppet? You haven't? That's not part of your regular life?
No. Normally it's just
signs. Come to San Francisco.
Wow.
Just signs.
I feel like Australian protests are much less crafty than American protests.
Could be. I have always heard a legend about drag queen protesters among the Melbourne dock workers. Have you heard this story? There's some famous legend about drag queens who were dock workers in Melbourne facing down the Melbourne Police Department during a picket line.
That is quite a famous singing. Thing, yes. The drag queens, as ever, have always been on the forefront of protests. Love a good protest, a drag queen, which is surprising given that a lot of it involves walking and they are in some epic heels.
Right. I heard they were singing Stop in the Name of Love Before You Break My Head.
Yeah, that sounds like Melbourne drag queens. One of my favorite drag queens in the whole world, one of my favorite drag queen names is a Melbourne-based drag queen called Karen from Finance.
That's a great name.
It's a great name. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you haven't done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Thank you for coming and co-hosting with me again, NATO.
My pleasure. Always great to see you.
I will let you get back to organizing the resistance and keeping your control over the ports. Do you have anything to plug?
In January coming up, I have SF Sketchfest. I have 4 shows. Information at sfsketchfest.com. I also have an album out called The Whiteness Album, available to stream wherever comedy can be streamed.
Brilliant. Thank you, and I will see you again soon, Comandante. The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle.
Rise up!
The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast productions. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you tomorrow. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.